Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutare Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschachade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What a nice thing to do at the end of a festival of holy name, to have initiation into the chanting of the holy name. We thought maybe you got nervous and weren't going to come or something, but you came. We're very happy. Krishna has a wonderful sense of humor, and Krishna has a wonderful way of making things happen that we don't know they're going to happen, and then they happen. And here on the day of initiation of three of our young congregation members, I think we will specifically be speaking about the significance of Harinam initiation. And initially, the planning was these three younger devotees would be receiving their first initiation, and then things started expanding. So, but Badahari being here for your initiation is part of Krishna's arrangement. We had something to do, but it was just Krishna's arrangement. What can I say? Because I know that's very meaningful to you three. And so he'll also speak something on the significance of Harinam initiation. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Vai Bhakti Lata Bija. Very nice verse spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which means that the jeev, the living entity, has been wandering, birth after birth, throughout the whole of the universe, and for that matter, many universes, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona. And somewhere along the line, one may become Bhagyavan, very fortunate. And that fortune is an attraction to again serve Krishna. And that attraction to again serve Krishna comes by mercy of Krishna, and the mercy of Krishna, as well as the mercy of Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij, by the mercy of both Guru and Krishna. Because Guru is but a representative of Krishna. Or Prabhupada spoke in this way, the postal peon. I think he deliberately chose those terms. He knew very well that peon is not a very flattering term. You know what that term means? Kids over here, peon, you ever heard that word? Peon means like a little guy. Peon. That's what peon means. Postal peon is like a message deliverer, that somebody writes a letter, they put on the stamp, close the envelope, take it to the post office. They arrange for where it's going to go, and it goes to the next station, and the postal peon is the postal deliverer. He just carries a bag, and in the bag is so many letters, and oh, this one is for you. This one is for you. this one is for you. He didn't write the letter. He's just carrying the letter. So Krishna's message is being carried by the postal peon. It's Krishna's message. And Krishna's saying, Sarvadharmam parityaja mam ekam sharanam raja. Just surrender to me. And this one's for you, this one's for you, this one's for you. Postal peon. But postal peon of Krishna, that's a big post. Very responsible post. The responsibility of the postal peon is they don't open up the letter, take out that word, put in another word, rewrite some extra words, then seal it up again and say, this was for you. No editing allowed. Just as it is. Postal peon. Krishna's message, this is for you. And by the mercy of a postal peon, called by a far more glorious term called guru, that is guru, the word guru means, Prabhupada taught us, it means heavy. Because he's carrying Krishna's word. Doesn't have to be, you know, big, you know, in weight, but heavy in the message is it's Krishna's message. And Krishna is saying, surrender unto me. And so the guru just says, surrender unto Krishna. And in various ways guides a soul to that position of becoming fortunate to take up the process of surrendering unto Krishna. And one nice thing about devotional service is it's not just an event, like this is an initiation event. And initiation means two things, acceptance and submission. The surrender unto Krishna is an ongoing, not an event, it's a process of surrender and surrender and surrender and did I surrender enough? Surrender and surrender and keep surrendering. There's no end to surrender. Well, isn't there a place where you get where you're there, you're surrendered? Yes, and then you surrender some more and then you surrender some more. Something that Prabhupada taught is Krishna is not just looking to see what you give when you surrender. He's looking to see what you're holding back. What's behind your back? What you got in your pockets? Here, Krishna, this is for you. Okay, and what else do you have? Well, in case there's a rainy day, I've got something in my back pocket. No. Sarvadharmam prityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja. Oh. Maybe later. The surrendering process is never complete. It's an ongoing process because even when you're 100% surrendered, then Krishna gives you more capacity and you surrender that additional capacity to Krishna too. And you continue to surrender to Krishna, whatever it is that Krishna provides. So Harinam Diksha is recognizing that the postal peon delivered the envelope that said, surrender to Krishna. The envelope was opened. The envelope was read, oh, Krishna wants me to surrender unto him. And one has taken some steps toward Krishna, steps of surrender toward Krishna, to come to the position where you are now. It's an ongoing process of submission. And from Krishna's side, Krishna's acceptance. Now, Krishna's acceptance is through the current link, is Prabhupada's phrase, the link in the disciplic succession. But it's actually, it's submission to Krishna. And the postal peon is serving as that conduit for your submission to Krishna goes to Krishna. And Krishna's acceptance goes to you. It's an instrument of Krishna. Well, when someone is serving as an instrument of Krishna, they're regarded with respect and esteem as one regards Krishna. And for that matter, that's the Vaishnavas. They're also instruments of Krishna, serving in various ways. Just like our, specifically address the three younger devotees here, I was expressing to Ashok earlier today. Preeti wasn't there, so I'll embarrass both of them publicly. What a fantastic job you two have done. To raise three children in Krishna consciousness as you've done, and Sri Vallabha and Ruchira, same. To raise your daughters in Krishna consciousness as you've done, it's fantastic. Fantastic. And great credit also goes to the devotees, the Vaishnavas who have assisted. You heard me use this expression before. It's borrowed from Bhakti Tirtha Swami. He says, there's a saying in Africa, to raise a child it takes a village. So our village is our Vaishnava Sangha. To raise a child takes, in Krishna consciousness, takes Vaishnava Sangha. And you all get some credit in the various ways that you have served to help train the devotee children to come to the stage of this awesome step of submission and being in acceptance by Krishna. Because it's initiation means, first initiation means being accepted as a member of Krishna's family. So you have your families in which you're born, and then there's Krishna's family, and this is the greater Krishna's family. And along with being accepted in Krishna's family comes a Krishna name. It's part of the standard practice with Bhakti Vinod Thakur describes there are five elements that make up this initiation process, and one of them is receiving a name. Pancha Sangskar is the title of the essay. So receiving a name and receiving neck beads to identify this body belongs to Krishna. So sometimes people that are like unfamiliar with Krishna consciousness, they ask, what's this? I see you wearing some beads. So Prabhupada said, it's our dog collar. Now that can mean different things to different people. Like in the military, they wear a metal chain, and on the metal chain there's a plate, and the plate is embedded in their name. Embedded in the plate is their name. So in case they get blown up or something, they can find out whose body this belonged to. That's their dog collar. Or when people in America have a dog, sometimes in addition to the thing around their neck, the little tag that says, my name is Fido and I belong to Mr. Smith, and if I get lost, please call Mr. Smith. Here's his phone number. So we belong to Krishna, dog collar. We belong to Krishna. So if the Yamadutas come along and they see you're wearing your dog collar, oh, they belong to Krishna. And tilak, that's number three. Udhvam pudra, tilak going in upward direction, vertical tilak. Because different sampradayas have different styles of how they apply tilak. Ours is the Gaudiya Vaishnava style of tilak. But this body belongs to Krishna. So you can wear tilak before you're initiated and after you're initiated. But it's part of the initiation process, wearing tilak, receiving neck beads, receiving a name. Another is tapa. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in different sampradayas that tapa is different. For men in the Sri Sampradaya, their tapa is their shoulders are branded with a hot metal, and it makes a mark of one of the symbols of Vishnu in their arms, permanently, you know, Gada and Chakra. Look out. This body belongs to Lord Vishnu. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that Lord Chaitanya made it easier. Our tapa is regret. Regret that back that way I wasted so much time and misused my human form of life, as many of our Vaishnava songs indicate, regretting misuse of this valuable human form of life, which I can never get back, which millions and millions and millions of gold coins can't buy back one moment of misused time. What a waste. So regret of having wasted time. Now let me move forward toward Krishna. My dear Lord Krishna, so many lifetimes, what to speak of moments of wasted time, I have misused. But now I've come to my senses. Please accept this one lifetime in your service. My dedication is unto you. That submission, which is the essence of what the devotees here who are receiving first initiation, what they're doing, is submission. And Krishna's acceptance. And the fifth item Bhaktivinoda Thakur identifies is receiving a deity. Traditionally, with receiving Gayatri initiation, with Gayatri comes a deity. So we already have our deity, Kishore Kishori. And in your homes, you also have a home deity. So you serve your home deity when you're in home, and in course of time, you'll receive second initiation, just as these devotees are going to be receiving second initiation explicitly so they can serve Kishore Kishori in the temple. Because brahminical initiation is required for deity worship in the temple. And practically speaking, should be there, ideally should be there, in one's home worship. But mandatory in installed deities in the temple. So, submission and acceptance. Submission unto Krishna and the immediate link for Krishna and the whole disciplic succession in the line coming from Krishna in our disciplic line. Submission unto them and acceptance by all of them. And that's a lot of mercy. We have an awesome disciplic succession. Take some part of your life and contemplate the lives of our great acharyas, and to receive their mercy. That's huge, and that's what's signified by initiation. Acceptance by them. Please take our mercy. And we're fools if we say, well, think about it. Accept their mercy. And the acceptance of mercy, as is surrender and ongoing, the acceptance of mercy is also ongoing. That means one's capacity to receive through the process of surrender and submission, capacity to receive increases. So the mercy that can come into one's life can also increase and increase and increase until we're swimming in the ocean of mercy and calling out to Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's a very wonderful moment, or the event is the event of initiation, a wonderful event, but it years and years of preparation for this moment from the time that I've known our young devotees from first. I remember my first visit to Ashokan Preeti's home when you were living over by Devon Street. Remember? I remember. Three little girls running around. They were very shy and they thought I was a monster. But, you know, slowly, slowly, and Ashok then moved to the suburbs in Naperville and immediately opened his home for programs. And where's Murari? There's Murari. Remember going to their home, and upstairs we had the adults program and downstairs was the kids program. Man, it was a great program. The program was so good that the kids didn't want to leave. Our adult program was over and their kids program was still going on. The adults wanted to go down and attend the kids program more than the adults program because the kids were having such a nice time. And they were having such a nice time that guaranteed when Friday came around again, they were there. Even if their parents didn't come, they dragged their parents to come, and it was very good teacher. Good teacher. Right? You remember those days? And so many things over so many years, growing in Krishna consciousness. I can remember some struggles that, won't get too specific, but some struggles with even chanting. Maybe I will go into it later, but slowly, just by patiently, carefully growing your Krishna consciousness, an adult-like decision, because growing up in Krishna consciousness and just following, because my family does, so I do, just follow, then something comes when you become a teenager. Adolescence does something to people, and you start considering, well, you know, what do I want to be when I grow up, and what are my values, and who am I, and what's going on, and which way is up and which way is down, and what's important to me, and you've made decisions, and you know, I've participated with you in those decisions, and just contemplating, it's not my decision, it's your decision, but it's very, very wonderful. It's very inspiring. I'm speaking for myself, but I'm sure I'm speaking for the other community members. It's inspiring that this step is being taken. And not certainly the other members of our younger set in the congregation, like Prahlad Nrisinga, whose teacher is about to get initiated and is parents are initiated, and it's inspiring, isn't it? Yeah. Because Shruti has become his teacher. Am I right? She got her teaching certificate, and there's one of her first students. His Grace, Prahlad Nrisinga Prabhu. And he's never naughty. He smiles so innocently. And other children in our congregation are becoming Shruti's students also, and so setting an example, not only for those who are literally her academic students, but the other youth and the other parents who are seeing this taking place. It's very inspiring. So this is a personal expression of gratitude for the work that all of you have done to help them come to this stage, and the work that you three have done to come to this stage. And keep chanting, keep surrendering, keep increasing in your capacity to receive Krishna's mercy, keep receiving that mercy and keep giving that mercy to others by good example. And I can't remember exactly how, because actually I didn't hear exactly what Swati said, but at the end of the line, Krishna's in Vrindavan waiting for you. Something like that. And Kabhi habhi bolo sedi namar. When will that day come? Keep moving. Hare Krishna. You got a microphone. Yeah. Whatever you'd like to say.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
This is a wonderful family, Krishna's family. That you're part of. I, seeing this congregation, I'm reminded a little bit of the early days and how different it was. As Jayadwaita Maharaj would say sometimes, that Srila Prabhupada was the only adult, and or that the problem with our movement is that we didn't have grandparents. So to see how far things have come and how wonderful we're the young people, and not only young people, but the devotees that are coming forward and coming to this movement are getting such mature guidance. And there's people looking after them every step of the way that really only have their interest at heart. So this is really heartwarming. It's what Srila Prabhupada wanted. It's said about Srila Prabhupada that he built a house that the whole world could live in peace. And this isn't just an imagination or wishful thinking or utopian, but we have a practical example right here in front of us, how by becoming part of Krishna's family, then we actually have a real relationship with each other. Especially in the modern world, people are so alienated, in spite of Facebook. Or because of Facebook. They have virtual friends, but no actual friends. And who can be a friend in the material world? They don't know who they are. They don't know who you are. So we see practically how lonely people are. In fact, even heart disease is attributed to the fact that people are just so lonely. So to see a community like this, it's just so full of love and so full of life, so full of enthusiasm. And not only that, to appreciate the holy name actually takes some qualification. A lot of times our children grow up, and maybe they like kirtan, usually they like prasadam. But they can't always take up chanting japa. Maybe they don't see the point, or they don't get anything out of it. So to see a community where there's this kind of loving relationships, so much self-sacrifice, so much service to each other, so much kindness. And the fruit of that is that the holy name shines in people's lives, and we can actually see that Krishna's present with us. He's present here in his deity form, and he's present in the form of his holy name. And this realization of the reality of Krishna consciousness is possible in an association like this. Satam prasangam mamavirya samvido. So just one other thought is that sometimes when you're practicing Krishna consciousness, I guess my time's almost up. Sometimes when you're practicing Krishna consciousness, it seems like, as one devotee said, it's a long way back to Godhead. It can seem like that. Like, am I ever going to get... We read about the different stages from Shraddha to Prema, and it seems like the Anartha Nivritti stage is just like eons. Will I ever get to the first, even out the gate? But from another point of view, we know that for the living entity to come to this stage of initiation, that's the signal that their time in the material world is just about over. That's the signal. Otherwise, a person couldn't come to this stage of accepting Krishna, joining Krishna's family, and chanting the holy names. Just to chant the holy name means that one has performed all of the sacrifices, studied the Vedas, done all of these things. This is a statement. So take heart. You have wonderful association, you have caring friends, you have the best guidance. So always be encouraged and go forth. Make other devotees like yourself, bring other people. I guess that's it.
You want to say something special about the individuals, or just this group? Okay. So it's time for... Well, we have to do some other things. We have to do some preliminaries. Where's Nityananda Prabhu? Neck beads and garlands and all those things? Huh? Sure, you do the... So you can lead Kirtan, he's going to do a few things here. That's okay.
Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachit Ananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam.
Hare Krishna. Very powerful mantras. Lord Brahma's mature stage of realization from chanting his mantra. May we get nice realization from chanting our mantra. Maha Mantra. So, vows for initiation. Would both of you like to go Prabhupada's Vyasa-san, pay obeisances before Srila Prabhupada, and then come over here? Sit back just a little bit so they can get your beats. This is the other way. Your left side to Prabhupada, facing that wall. The other way. Yes. This is the role reverses. This is where the parents started taking part in Krishna consciousness because of their children. Or at least their daughter and son-in-law. So their daughter and son-in-law and two grandchildren are here. Come over here. Pay obeisances, and I'm going to have you take vows. You've not seen this before. You've seen initiation ceremony before? Pay obeisance, says Mataji. Yes? No. First time. Okay. Guide you. I'm going to ask you some questions, and the answer is yes. And the answer is an honest answer, whatever the honest answer is. Oh, you saw in Gita Nagari. Okay. Okay. A little coaching never hurt. I'm a little. Oh, there we go. Okay. So, how many rounds you'll chant on your beads every day? These are hers. And these are yours. These are yours. Okay. Okay, on these beads you'll chant. How many rounds every day? 16 rounds every day. And the rules that the four regular principles that you'll follow? You just want to recite them. What are they? What are the four regular principles that you'll follow? Okay. And for the rest of your life, you'll make your best effort to practice Krishna, follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Yes? Very carefully. Your initiated name is Dinadayal Das. Subal. Why did I have to prompt you? It's like you're a loudspeaker system. And your good wife. These are your beads, yes? Okay, how many rounds you'll chant every day? 16 rounds. Can you say the regular principles in English, or you want to say them in Telugu? English, okay, go ahead. Okay. Oh, very good. If you missed it, you could say it in Telugu. And like your good husband, you'll very carefully follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings. She's always smiling. I've never seen her not smiling. Even when she's worried, she's smiling. Your initiated name is Kanaka Manjari Dasi.
Kanaka Manjari Mataji Ki Jai!
You three can go ensemble to Prabhupada's Vyasa-san. You can sit down. Kanaka Manjari is the name. You can sit. Is the name of the gopi. You can read this later, but when Duki Krishna became Shyamananda, when he went before Radharani, do I have this right? He was given the name by Srimati Radharani. He became she, Gopi, became Kanaka Manjari. You can read. Prema Tarangini will guide you how to find that nice story, Kanaka Manjari. Huh? Yeah, he's saying that you're still afraid of me. Shruti, you can go first. Which one is yours? Do you know? This one is yours. Okay. Okay, on these nice beads, you're going to chant how many rounds every day? Okay. And the rules that you'll follow? And you'll very carefully follow Srila Prabhupada's teaching to the best of your ability through the rest of your life. Okay. Your initiated name is Shyamasakhi.
Shyamasakhi Mataji Ki Jai!
In honor of Ashok and Priti, it took me years to figure it out, you know, Shruti, Swati, and Sweta. So this has one up. This is two S's. Shyamasakhi. Very intimate associate of Srimati Radharani, Shyamasaki Dasi. Neha, you're hiding. Okay. Before Kishore Kishori and Srila Prabhupada and all the assembled Vaishnavas and Badahari and Nityananda Pran and everybody, your parents, your sister, she'll make sure you follow. The rule, the how many rounds you'll chant every day? Okay, and the four rules that you'll follow? Okay, and you'll make your best effort to very carefully follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings. That'll be very nice. Your initiated name is Nitya Priya Das.
Nitya Priya Mataji Ki Jai.
Eternally dear to Krishna and Radha. And last but not least, you're not nervous, are you? You said to say yes, Maharaj. Look at yours. Before Badahari and Kosha Rupa and Kishore Kishori, and could you have dreamed a dream like this? Really awesome, huh? Yeah. Okay. So how many rounds you'll chant every day? 16. Very good. And the rules that you'll follow? Okay. And follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings very carefully and very good. Now you're going to have to look at the sheet. Oh, your initiated name is Sri Rupa Das.
Sri Rupa Dasi Mataji Ki Jai.
Rupa Goswami, in his form, in Krishna's associates, amongst Krishna's associates, is Sri Rupa Manjari, and Sri Rupa for short, follower of Sri Rupa. Rupanuga. Okay, so we're ready for the yajna.